Good evening, millionaires. Welcome to the Stock Market Show, where we meet every evening at 7 p.m. to discuss, analyze, and learn about the stock markets, right? Nifty opening, Nifty and Bank Nifty opening with a large gap up. In fact, Nifty opening above 17,600 and then slightly moving down, right? It seemed like it's taking support at 17,600, which in fact is a really good sign for the markets. The support at 17,600 to be taken and for the market to move up from there, it would have been an amazing thing to happen. But then we saw the fall that happened in the markets, right? And towards the close, if you see Nifty and Bank Nifty ending or closing towards the immediate supports is what we can see, right? We've been speaking about the support at nearly 17,300 for Nifty, and that's almost near Nifty is now right now. And in Bank Nifty, more importantly, the support that we've been talking for so long at nearly 36,900 exactly being taken today, right? So yeah, what would I say? I mean, this is something similar to what we saw last Monday also. Last Monday, Nifty opened at nearly 17,200, fell 300 points to 16,900. Today also, similarly, we can see Nifty opening with a gap up above strong resistances and then falling down and closing 200, 300 points down. Sorry, 150, 200 points down is what we could see. So that's the highlight of the day, but I expect more consolidation in the coming days. But yeah, let's discuss about all of those in the show tonight. Let's get right into it. The name is Shariq Shamsuddin. Welcome to the Stock Market Show. Speaking about the trade ideas shared in live feed section, as you can see, one trade idea is what gave good profits, which is BSE. The others kind of did not trigger, or we could exit without any large, ICICI Bank, right? We could exit it with a very small loss, right? So no SLZ, it's a target hit day. No other trades to be updated about. Let's end the first segment of the show, Markets Today. Before entering into Nifty and Bank Nifty analysis, we have one major data to be discussed about. We did discuss about this in yesterday's week ahead analysis. I did write about this in today's pre-market report also. Yes, inflation data from India, right? So November month CPI, consumer price inflation data, and also core inflation data is out. And as expected, it has an increased, right? As expected, I mean as expected as per analysts and per street estimates, right? In fact, CNBC TV18's polls estimate was CPI, consumer price inflation data, would be at 5.05%, but the actual CPI came out to be 4.91%, which is very well within limits, right? In October, it was 4.48%, but anyways, this month, it's even better than expected is what we can see. And the core inflation data is at 6.1%. All better than estimates, all good for the markets, even though the market has fallen. But what I'm thinking about is, I mean, is this data even a joke is what I'm asking. We've all been seeing how prices are all increasing all around us, right? Prices of almost all commodities are increasing. In fact, there's a very interesting article which I read off late, which says that in Goa, beer is cheaper than tomatoes. Think about that. And this is the kind of times that we are living in. This is the kind of increase in prices of commodities that that is going around us, and still CPI and all the inflation related data, they aren't speaking of this. So I think there's something fishy about the data and the numbers out there. I'm seriously concerned. Hey, why aren't the inflation data and the numbers speaking about the actual increase in price of commodities going around? I'm not sure. So maybe in the coming months, maybe after some time, there might be, or the data might actually start speaking, right? Anyways, keep an eye onto it is what I would say. But more importantly, on Friday, US markets did not react much to its inflation data, which came out really higher. I hope you follow that, right? In US, inflation data came out to be at a level which is at a 40-year high. Even then, the markets did not react. In fact, the US markets did move up. But on Wednesday, which is day after tomorrow, US Fed is going to meet and is going to talk about any interest rates, if any. Right. So that is what the market is waiting for now. Let's see if anything is happening on that front. Now looking into Nifty and Bank Nifty today, it's very easy. This is something, I mean, exactly what we discussed in the introduction. Opening with a huge gap up above 17,600. Then this is 17,600 for you. See, that was being sustained, which looked good. But then came this very large fall, which took Nifty down to nearly 17,368 is where Nifty closed. And if you look into the index heavyweights, it's just Nifty IT, the only sectoral index to close in the green today. And that too, just 0.3% in the green. All the other sectoral indices closing in the red. And also, if you look into index heavyweights specifically, even though Nifty IT closed in the green, both the heavyweights, TCS and Infosys, both of them closed in the red. But still, Nifty IT is in the green because Techem is up by 2.2%, Wipro up by 1.1%, Coforge up by 3%, LT up by 2.3%. So, Nifty IT ended in the green, but even among that, index heavyweights, Nifty heavyweights closed in the red. And if you look into all the top index heavyweights from Nifty, none of them closed in the green today. Reliance, in fact, down by 2%. Speaking about Bank Nifty, I'll actually show you how beautifully it has taken the support at nearly 36, 850, 36, 900, right? So, if you look here, yeah. So, this blue line or what where I'm drawing right now, look at the support. This support is being taken 5 times today. I mean, 5 times till now in the last 3 days in the market. So, the 36, 800, 36, 900, that support is being respected beautifully is what I can see. Like in Nifty, nearly 17,300 is kind of similar to this level in Bank Nifty, right? So anyways, that being taken today. So among Bank Nifty stocks also, we could see almost all the banking stocks falling heavily today. But Axis Bank, like an anomaly, moving up by 2.32% today. And that's mostly because Goldman Sachs, they've increase their targets on Axis Bank to nearly 920 rupees, and probably that's the reason why Axis Bank right from the opened with a gap up and kept moving up when including other banking stocks, all the other major stocks moved down in the day. Sectoral indices analysis, something that we've already discussed. Getting into the buzzing stocks from the day, Bajaj Twins ended up as the top losers from the day. Banks, financial services, they had a bad day in the market today. In fact, in China, iron ore price futures, right? Iron ore futures price zoomed up by nearly 7%. That's why Nifty Metal and the metal stocks in India had a gap up opening, but then they moved down throughout the day. So they by almost all of them ending in the red, right? No other stocks to be majorly talked about. So if we directly jump into FII DA activity from the day, the similar story continuing. FII is selling for 2,743 crores and DI is buying for 1,351 crores. Entering into the next segment of the show, Markets Tomorrow. Looking into the European markets, things are kind of mixed there. FTSE from the UK is trading in the red. They've been moving down and trading in the red. While France and Germany both are trading in the green, but not very much in the green. So the price action there is also kind of mixed. Germany is trying to move up a lot. So it's mixed is what I would say. Looking into the US futures are also trading slightly in the green. Things are not as bad as it is in India. That's where I feel, like I said in the introduction, I don't think it's a very strong down move, right? Maybe it's just a Monday thing. Probably the support at 17,250 in Nifty can be taken. The support at either 36,850 or even 36, if you can bring this up on screen. In Bank Nifty, we have a good support at nearly... So we have a good support here, right? Yes, the whole 36,750 to 36,850 range even, right? So if you see here, this is what I'm talking about. This one. Yep, this is the 850 support that we all always talk about. So that was taken today also, if you see, right? So it's not just a support for the last many days. It was a resistance earlier also. Now, if that is being broken, then we have something at nearly 36,500. So now that's what I'm looking at. 36,500 is a support that can be taken. I don't think that has to be broken from here, given what's happening. And also given that Indian CPI data actually came out to be good, right? I mean, markets probably react only to the data which is out. So it's a good data. So markets shouldn't be falling from here. So I guess in Bank Nifty, 36,500 can act as a good support, and in Nifty, 17,250, 200 to 300, the whole region that like we used to talk about earlier, that can act as a really good support. Now, if the 17,200 to 300 region in Nifty and 36,500 in Bank Nifty is broken, is when I'll be concerned about a further down move. Now, speaking about the moves in the coming days, Wednesday evening is when US is going to discuss or going to announce about its Fed meeting result. Now, that can have an impact on the market if there is a major announcement coming from. So that's something, that's an event where both of my eyes would be. So that's a major event that we should watch out in this coming week. Otherwise, looking into the OI analysis, now the largest call OI buildup has shifted down to 17,600 and 17,500, and it makes complete sense for 17,000 to have the largest put OI buildup. Looking into Bank Nifty, the largest call OI buildup is at 38,000. And interestingly, the largest put OI buildup continues to be at 37,000, which is in the money, right? So that's very interesting in Bank Nifty. But the put call ratio in Nifty is at 0.5, in Bank Nifty is at 0.6. So today's down move actually brought about a lot of call addition in the market, call options written everywhere, put call ratio coming from 1 to 0.5 in a single day. Think about the call options being written today, the volume of call options written today, right? Anyway, so majorly what I feel is Nifty, the market is in a consolidation mode. To be very specific, Nifty is consolidating between 17,000 and 17,600. 17,600 rejection has happened multiple times now. I'll go to daily time frame here. So if you see here, yeah. So, oh, this is Bank Nifty. Right. So this is Nifty for you, right? So Nifty, this was once rejection from nearly 17,600, then again rejection from 17,600, rejection from 17,500, 600 range. Again, today also we could see rejection from similar levels, right? So it's been, so market is being range bound from 17,000 to 17,600 now. Let's see, maybe see, but if you're seeing here, there's a price action happening here, right? So it came down, then it's trying to move up. Probably next time is when it can break out. Let's see if that's happening, right? And again, the Wednesday event is something that we have to watch out for, which can change the whole dynamics in the market. Yeah, so make sure that you read my pre-market report at 8:30 a.m. tomorrow to enter tomorrow's market with a lot of confidence. Entering into the final segment of the show, are the Shaktam Watchlist for tomorrow. Yep, looking into the watch list for tomorrow. The first one is Vedanta, as you can see here. I'm sorry for that. Let me delete that. Yeah, so the first talk on the watch list is Vedanta, looking to be in a really good space. So let's keep an eye on Vedanta. Then we have SBI Life. So these are the levels in SBI Life. Then we have Tata Chemicals on the watch list, which is moving down for some days now. So a really good setup forming here. So yeah, watching Tata Chemicals for sure. Pidilite Industries on the watch list after some time. It's been on a really good up move, right? I mean, these are the kind of stocks I'm sure if you're investing into blue chip, large cap mutual funds, I'm sure you're an investor in Pidilite Industries. But these are stocks you can definitely have in your watch list. And finally, a stock very similar to Pidilite Industries to be on your portfolio is Asian Paints. Again, real high chances of a move that can happen in Asian Paints side. So before wrapping up, just going through any questions that have come in, and it's from Ranjit Vamanan. Hi Ashan, sharing the happy news that we are blessed with a baby girl last week as an early Christmas present, and we named her Naomi Nia. No active trades until we settle down. Missing Nifty. All the best for you all. I mean, this is super happy news, right? I mean, very happy, really happy to hear the news, but more than happy to have the fact that you're sharing this with me and the community, right? So thank you very much, Ranjit, for including us in your moment of happiness. Wishing you all the very best, and wishing all the very best for Naomi Nia as well, right? That's a very interesting name for sure. The next one is from Alvin K. Anil. Sir, if a company is facing liquidation, will the shareholders get book value or face value for the share in case of negative book value? Right. So what happens in case of equity shareholders is, I'm not sure if you know this, the priority for an equity shareholder to get his amount, if any, is kind of negligible, right? So when does a company face liquidation? When it is in troubles, right? I mean, if there is some problem happening, if they're unable to pay back its debt, its people whom they have taken loan from, where they are unable to pay back the bondholders. So that's when a company declares bankruptcy and goes into liquidation. And in such circumstances, for a equity shareholder to get back the invested amount is very, very, very negligible, right? Because in the priority list, equity shareholders come last. Even inside equity shareholders, there would be preference holders and the normal shareholders, right? So if you start from the beginning, there would be banks and other people who have given loan to the company to be repaid first, then comes debentures and bondholders, and after all the normal people whom the company should repay to is when the equity shareholders come. So practically, I don't think you would be getting much, right? And even especially when there is a negative book value for the company, right? The next one is from Aditya Aparna. Hi, could you please resolve the issue in Fundfolio Strategy Builder as it's not showing the capital required for the trade? Hey, that's a very interesting thing to come by a super chat. Let's look into it. I didn't see anything specifically happening there. Definitely that will be resolved very, very soon. Yeah, so I don't see any more questions. So the week looks interesting as of now. I would have been happy if Nifty stayed above 17,600, kind of hovering around there, so that I could have easily sold a call option above 18,000. I would have been super comfortable doing that. Now, let's see what's the move tomorrow, looking at the scenario now. Even if there is a gap up opening tomorrow, this is very similar to last week, right? Monday coming down, Tuesday gap up and up, Wednesday gap up and up, Thursday and Friday consolidation. So let's see the price action tomorrow and decide for tomorrow's trade, right? So that's the plan for this week. Yeah, with that being said, wishing you all the very best for this week, this expiry. This is Mr. Adishaktam signing off. Stay safe, stay invested. Wish you a very good night.